What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady on. I haven't had her on before, but I've been a fan for a long time. She is District 3 Republican, the great state of Florida. It's Kat Kamek. Kat, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey, great to see you and happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really glad to have you. Before we started, we just chatted a little bit, and I said I'm a big fan, and I like what you have to say, and you said I'm one of the few, because I guess you get attacked all the time because you dare tell the truth and that you love the country, and it's okay to be MAGA.
Yeah, you know, that's the crazy part, is that today, if you say you love America and that you stand with our law enforcement and you think that parents have a right to determine their child's education and, heaven forbid, make medical decisions on behalf of themselves and their family, somehow you're an ultra extremist fringe writer, you know, right winger. So as my socialist opponent would say, I am just too extreme.
You're so extreme that you love the country. You're so extreme that you think we should have a border and sovereignty. That's crazy, Kat Kamek. So let's talk about some of the attacks that we've seen from the left in this country. Now, I'm going to bring up The View, not because I watch it. I don't think they want me to watch it because I'm too conservative and I'm a man. But at the end of the day, they always have something stupid to say. A couple of days ago, Joy Behar said that crime is down 4%, or not crime, murder is down 4% in major cities in the country. Of course, it could be up 8,000%, and 4% lower in the past little while isn't much. And then today, Sunny Hostin said something about suburban Republican women, white women, are going to vote Republican, and that's like the roaches voting for Raid. What?
Well, I hadn't heard that. I don't know why I'm shocked, but it's still stunning to me that someone could say something as asinine as that and do it with a straight face and then have a national platform in which to spew that garbage. I mean, this is insane. If you are a college-educated woman in the suburbs, 4 years ago, you were voting Democrat. Now, when you are trying to put food on the table, you likely probably have a career, you are trying to raise your kids, and you're being labeled a domestic terrorist because you show up at a school board meeting. Right. You know, all of a sudden you're saying, well, wait a minute, this isn't right. And then there's the whole virtue signaling, the identity politics of the left. You know, if you don't fit into this box, then you're somehow an ist, like a racist or a sexist or, you know, whatever ist it is of that day. People are starting to wake up and just say, you know what, I think I'm going to vote for common sense. And it doesn't seem like the far left has any. That's pretty where people are at.
Well, I think you're right. Well, I know that you're right. And now she was referring to abortion. She's suggesting that suburban Republican women are voting Republican against their own health care. Now, you and I both know that abortion isn't health care unless the life of the mother is at risk. Right. When it comes to abortion, Sunny, who is, I think, multicultural, I think she identifies as black, she's somebody who either doesn't know that Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood to get rid of the black people in America, or she knows it and doesn't care. So why, like you said, why virtue signal and lie? A, abortion isn't the number one issue in this election. As you said, it's the economy. Number two in many areas is crime. So abortion is not what she thinks it is. But why say that? Kat, do you think she thinks some women will hear her and go, man, I better not be the Raid or the Roach?
You know, and I think that's all they have left at this point. Mm. They've managed to screw up the economy. They have managed to destroy our national security by having an open border policy. They've left Americans behind in Afghanistan. Crime is raging in every city across America. Fentanyl is now the number one killer of people between the ages of 18 and 45. I mean, what are they going to run on? You can't legitimately, as an independent, as a Republican, as a Democrat, you cannot today stand there and say, I'm better off today than I was 2 years ago. You just can't. If you drive a car, if you have a job, heck, if you are anywhere in America today, you cannot say with a straight face that things are better. So all they have left is the social programs, right? The social issues like abortion. And then they want to say that somehow Republicans are fighting to take away your rights. Well, you don't have the right to murder another human being in this country.
Right.
And we have come up to this point where science is now at the point saying, you know what? There's a heartbeat. There's a separate set of DNA. This is an individual person in itself. And our country is founded on the basis of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have an obligation to protect life. And if they really want to get into the social issues, yeah, let's talk about how abortion has been one of the biggest killers of Black babies in this country. Millions and millions of Black babies have been murdered. But that's not an issue that's driving people to the polls. It's the fact that they can't afford rent or gas or groceries. That's what people are concerned about.
Right. And let's put the abortion topic to bed. It is not the Roe v. Wade overturning and overturning of Casey, even in 1992. That was not taking away the ability for a state to decide whether abortion should or shouldn't be legal in that state. This was never a federal issue to begin with. But the left has successfully, well, pretty successfully, made it seem as though this means you absolutely can't. In fact, Stacey Abrams says that what you just said is a lie. There isn't a heartbeat. At 6 weeks, it isn't a heartbeat, Kat. That's a man manipulating something to sound like a heartbeat because he wants to control women. They really think that's going to work.
I think this point in time in our nation's history, you've got people popping up, going out and voting and saying, I just want common sense, because it has gone so crazy. Statements like that with what Stacey Abrams said. And why would anyone listen to Stacey Abrams? This woman still hasn't even conceded her previous loss. Right. And now she's in another election.
Kat, she says she never denied it. She says that she always accepted that election. What are you talking about?
It's alternate for the radical left, I tell you.
It really is.
You know, red.
We've got a little bit of a delay. I don't mean to step over you. It's Kat Kamich, District 3 Republican, great state of Florida. And I'm thrilled to have you on the program today. Let's go back to the meat and potatoes, quite literally. Meat and potatoes are very unaffordable now. I saw a report today on Fox that many Americans, 1 in 5, 20% of Americans, are considering ordering a pizza on Thanksgiving Day because they can't afford all the fixings and to have everybody come over. That's a real issue. Now, growing up, I never heard kitchen table issues. They keep on saying those words, but I get what it means. This really is where mom and dad get together and say, dude, we might not be able to buy that 15-pound turkey this year. Let's do something more affordable. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that is driving people out to vote. They recognize that the basics aren't affordable. It's so funny that you say meat and potatoes. Last night, my husband was making dinner. I am not the chef in the family. He's a firefighter. He picked up all his skills at the firehouse.
Love it.
I bake. He's the chef otherwise. But he was talking to me and saying, you know, I was in the grocery store, honey, and the potatoes, the price on potatoes was 3 times the amount that it normally is.
It's crazy.
And we're having a legitimate conversation, my husband and I, about the price of potatoes. This is happening all over the country. And when you think about the holiday season, not just Thanksgiving, but of course, you've got New Year's, you've got Christmas, and all these holiday parties and get-togethers that folks have, it's not going to be affordable, because today you're looking at $8,500 more that you are paying just in regular goods and services as a family this year than you were last year. Who can take an $8,500 cut? Nobody. This is insane. And then for the left to turn around and say it's Republicans' fault, give me a break. You control the House, the Senate, and you've got the White House. You don't spend $10 trillion in 22 months and not expect consequences. This is where we're at because of the Democrats, and that's what's got to change.
And I could not agree more. It's U.S. Representative Kat Kamich, District 3 Republican, great state of Florida. My dad, by the way, was a firefighter, so I've got, you know, we're kindred spirits in that sense. And certainly, I don't think I've ever in my 30-plus year marriage had a conversation with my wife about how much potatoes cost. I mean, that's a conversation that you just don't necessarily plan to have because it never varies that much. A potato's a potato, but you're right. It's 3 times. I think bacon's 5 times more than it used to be. Beef? Mm-hmm. Forget about it. You're looking for an alternative now. And then when we get to the gas prices, Joe Biden has been out on the stump, fumbling around. Obama's really the big voice out there right now on the left. But he's out there talking about how he brought gas prices down to $3.39 a gallon. And he actually, in one of these speeches, said that it was $5 a gallon when he took over. You and I both know it was $2.35 when he took over. We know inflation was 1.4 when he took over. It's now $3.39. It's been as high as $5, $6 a gallon for gas. And it's going to go up right after the midterms. He can't keep on depleting the reserve. And now you've got a guy who's got 8.2% inflation. Do you think that message by him and by Harris and by Obama especially is going to resonate with people that, yeah, it sucks right now, but we didn't do it?
No one's buying it. No one is believing it because we live in the real world.
Right.
And these folks like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Biden, these are folks that haven't filled up their own gas tank in 40 years. These are people who have their meals prepared for them. These are the folks that talk about safety and security from the comfort of armored vehicles.
Yes.
You know, protected by people with guns. These people are so out of touch that it actually hurts my head when they open their mouth. They think that somehow we're buying what they're selling. But the fact remains that you have more people voting Republican because, one, we have a plan. Two, we're part of the blue collar working class folks. We all come from private sector backgrounds. We know what real life is like in America. And the thing that just gets me is that every time he gets out there, he says something, they've got to hire a cleanup crew to come out behind him and then fix everything that he said and say, well, he didn't really mean that.
Right.
At this point, it's just better if they go hire Mr. Clean and call it a day, because their press secretary is doing a terrible job. And at the end of the day, it's dangerous for America. You know, we can't have our allies out there saying, well, wait a minute, what's going on with America, as Germany and others are saying right now. They cannot get over how much he bumbles and fumbles his way through a speech or a press conference. It's dangerous. We need a commander in chief who can form a coherent sentence.
You talked about 40 seats that are up for grabs that look pretty good for the right. What do you have to do to bring them home? Because, again, I've said this to many candidates, and Kat, you can imagine I've had a ton of candidates in the past months, and I'll have many more until next Tuesday. But I've asked them all, you know, if you don't win by a lot, if it's just a close race, they always seem to find a way to go Democrat. What do you have to do to pull these out and not have any concern? Because already we're hearing Biden say, and we're hearing KJP Karine Jean-Pierre say, you know, you might not find out the results in Georgia for 3 days. You might not find out in Pennsylvania for 3 or 4 days. This is just the way it is now. And when you and I were growing up, I'm a lot older than you, but when you and I were growing up, you went to bed knowing who won the election. So how concerned are you in a tight race that they'll try to pull it out somehow?
Well, extraordinarily concerned, because, you know, today I serve in Congress with a woman who won her race by 6 votes, Marionette out of Iowa, you know, Claudia Tenney in New York. She won her race by, I think, 28 or 29 votes, you know, and that was after they added and subtracted votes and threw some out and magically found others in a drawer.
Right.
Okay, she goes, there's all kinds of shenanigans that get played. And that's why we formed the Election Integrity Caucus with Claudia Tenney and several of our colleagues. And we started going through basic common sense things that these local supervisors of elections should be doing to ensure the election integrity going into this midterm. I think that we need to have people that are involved. This sense of, oh, well, it's going to be a red wave, so I don't really need to work as hard. You know, it's just going to be a given. It's not. Everyone has to remain extraordinarily vigilant all the way through to election day. And in states where they still have lingering issues like accepting ballots after election day, that's when we need people there volunteering their time. It's inconvenient, but our constitutional republic is at stake as a result of all the irregularities that we have been seeing. And so we've got to stay 100% pushing all the way through to the finish line. And we need people to step up and volunteer their time to be poll watchers, to be on the canvassing boards, to be there to make sure that things aren't happening that shouldn't be happening, right?
And they should be allowed access. I know that in 2020, a lot of people could not even see. They couldn't observe. They could observe from 6 feet away, for God's sakes. Or they were putting big, you know, cardboard in the windows in Detroit where you couldn't look through the window even to observe. So, yeah, we've got to be very, very vigilant. I'm with you. There's one example from your state that I'll never forget in the year 2000. Dan Rather went on television and said George W. Bush won Florida. He said that before the polls closed in the Panhandle. The Panhandle is in Central Time. The Panhandle is overwhelmingly red, as you know. So a lot of people said, I don't have to go vote. My guy won. That could happen this year, too. Not that Dan Rather is going to say that. Nobody listens to that guy anymore. But if somebody says, it looks good for the red, don't worry about it. Conservatives got it. You're good. You're going to find a really bad surprise the next morning. So your message and my message, I think it's the same message, is don't listen to anybody. Shut out the outside noise. You want conservatism. You love America. You want, you know, borders that are secure. You want the inflation to go down. You want gas prices that are more in line. You've got to go and make your voice count. But were you around in Florida when that happened? Because that literally is what happened. A lot of people in the Panhandle said, I'm going home. And then we had 36 days to find out who the president was.
You know, I wasn't, but I do remember, you know, obviously I was in Colorado at the time. And just to give you a point of reference, I didn't graduate high school till 2006. So
I graduated in 1984. Are you kidding me, Kat Kemet? Come on.
I was born in 88. So
wow. God bless you.
Millennial. But no, I remember actually that Halloween or the no, it was the following Halloween after that. I went as a hanging Chad for a costume because it right. was big national news. It was on the front of the Denver Post.
Yes.
So I do remember hearing about that, but that's exactly your point. And the other thing that we need to stress is that all these conservative seats down ballot, you know, it's not just enough to get out and vote for your governor or your senator, or your member of Congress. You got to get out and vote for your school boards, for your, the judges, the amendments, all the things that are on the ballot. In my district, something as simple as the Soil and Water Commission is a game changer yeah. for us. Because my county is extraordinarily liberal, and those have lasting impacts on my property taxes, things that impact my daily life. So I know it seems inconvenient. Take a few minutes. Do your homework before you go and vote. Yes. Have a plan going in, and don't Christmas tree the ballot. Go in knowing who you're supporting and why. It only takes about 30 minutes to really do your homework on finding out who's where and what on the ballot. So I encourage folks, take those down ballot initiatives and folks very, very seriously.
District 3 Republican, great state of Florida. It's Kat Kemmett. Kat, one last question. I'm hearing the major news outlets, they think they're the major news outlets, saying that like in Pennsylvania, yeah, you're probably going to get Oz to win over Fetterman, but Shapiro's going to win the governor's office. And I think that relates to what you just said. They're pushing that narrative because they think they can grab a governorship. And I don't think they can. I had Doug Mastriano on yesterday. The guy's great. And he should win that rather easily. And the guy Shapiro is afraid to even debate the guy. That should tell you something about him. But what about that? You know that the media is going to do all they can to eke out as many blue seats as they can, whether it be governor's races, representatives, senators, whatever it happens to be. But what do you say to people that hear that every day? Because now people in Pennsylvania think, well, maybe I should vote Oz and I should vote for Shapiro.
You know, it's interesting. I was actually just in Pennsylvania a couple days ago supporting a couple of candidates out there. Lisa Scheller, she's going to be a great candidate, yeah. a great Congress. Jim Bobnett, also a great member or candidate who will be a wonderful member. These are folks that as I was out stumping for them, I'm hearing from Democrats. I'm hearing from independents. They're voting conservative because they are sick and tired of the insanity that's playing out. And they say, there's no way we can have Fetterman be our representative. Yeah. And to the point about Doug, I think he would be a wonderful governor. I heard from Democrats that they were going to vote Republican up and down the ballot.
It's Kat Kemmett, District 3 Republican, great state of Florida. Kat, thanks for coming on. Really nice to meet you. Come on again, okay?
I look forward to it. We'll see you soon.
I appreciate it. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Really good to have Kat Kemmett on. Got to remind you that in just the last year, the Fed has printed nearly $9 trillion. Listen, the dollars that you have are losing value because of this. They keep doing it. It's why I recommend you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. The only company I trust is Goldco. They're a gold star in my book. Thousands of Americans already working with Goldco. Goldco's placed over $1 billion in precious metals. So I'm here to ask you, can you continue to afford the rising prices and the decline of the dollar? I urge you not to miss out on what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation. That's why I want you to go to this website they made for you because you listen to my program. Goldco.com/PAGS. Goldco.com/PAGS. When you do, you're not only going to get the chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver, but also because you listen to my program, you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. Do not miss out. Go to the special website right this moment, goldco.com/PAGS, goldco.com/PAGS. Again, goldco.com/PAGS. Do not miss out on this. Make it happen right now. We're back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.